Hey guys, Manuel Suarez here with you once more. I wanted to jump in here from my cell phone because I'm going to be out of town until the end of this weekend. Today is actually, as I'm recording this, it's Wednesday, March 13th, and it was a crazy day. If you guys are in the Facebook world, Instagram, Messenger, you know a little bit about what was going on today. It was pandemonium because Facebook was shut down since 11 a.m. Eastern time. And the whole thing lasted for about 9 hours or so. So it was pretty crazy. I'm talking about in our end, as you guys know, we spend a lot of money on Facebook ads every single month and throughout my marketing agency. And I just wanted to come in here and talk to you guys for a little bit because, first of all, I have a message. Second of all, I don't want to start having too big of a distance between one podcast and the next, because I know a lot of you guys are listening to this consistently, which I do appreciate it. I appreciate it very much that you guys take some time to listen and just give me some of your attention, which is what we're all trying to get. Attention is the number one asset, right? Well, Facebook was shut down. Business Manager was not working. Messenger was not working. The bots, the chat bots were all broken. Even the workplace app, which is the system that I use to communicate with my team, stopped working. It's called WorkChat Workplace. It's a competition of Slack that I use for my system, for my communication, for my team. Other companies are using it now, like Starbucks and other corporations. I think Target also is using it. Anyways, that's not what I'm here to talk about. It was obviously something that there are people posting things left and right about feeling completely lost. The Facebook was not working properly and they were panicking for hours. We couldn't access the ads. We couldn't access the activity. I don't know what happened exactly. They're going to come with some explanation tomorrow and tell us all about it. But it tells you how big of a platform it is and how massive the panic is if something happens to this particular platform that we all are so connected with right now. It's quite incredible, so powerful. They've been able to accumulate so much of that attention. So I don't know where you guys are at in the process of capturing that attention. If you guys are all over the place, if you're in the world of Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram TV recently, there's a lot of things going on right now that I can tell you that are opportunities. I'm in Cartagena, Colombia right now. I'm doing some seminars over here. I'll be doing another seminar. I spent 5 hours with a group of people today, which is awesome. Just basically mastermind type of environment, helping entrepreneurs just take advantage of these opportunities in front of us and helping people wake up, which is my number one mission, so they can be successful in their businesses and plant their roots in this digital world. That's what I like to do the most. But I'm going to be doing some seminars tomorrow and then Saturday, and then I fly back. But let me tell you what I have in mind. And it just comes from a realization that I've been having this last week. I did a little video on Instagram TV, which hopefully you guys are following me already. If you're not, you better jump all over it. I'm pumping content every single day, guys. I'm walking the talk as much as I can everywhere. LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Instagram TV, Messenger, YouTube, all over the place. Now, I put it everywhere except Twitter, I would say. I'm not into Twitter. I never liked it. Also, Pinterest, it's not my demographic, and it's a different market there. But also, I still do it on YouTube, even though that it's a little bit harder to penetrate the platform right now. Way easier to penetrate it on other platforms like Facebook and Instagram TV today. Way easier. YouTube is 2006, 2008, 2010. And after that, it has gotten a little bit harder, or let's say a lot harder, progressively harder to penetrate that market. So I will recommend that you are still there and you're pushing content out, information out there about your business to capture attention on all these platforms, and you do it aggressively. I'm going to tell you now why and what's the difference. Why can some people succeed in this world and why some people do not succeed? And that's going to be my message of the day. And that's all. And if you just get this particular point, and you make it yours, and you fully understand it, and you grasp it, and you're like, Manuel is right. This makes a ton of sense. I'm going to go ahead and implement this. Then you will see results. Now, when I tell you something, just so you know, it's because I have the courage to talk about the things that I have going, that are going on in my mind. Most people out there don't. If you guys want to make a difference in the world, meaning that you want to get your brand seen by the masses, by the millions, you want to get your message out there, you want to help people with your products and or services, you want to be able to create an impact in somebody else's life through your business, your product. I'm assuming that anybody that's here listening to this podcast right now, anybody is a businessman that wants to take advantage of the opportunities in the marketplace. I don't know if you found me. This is the first podcast that you ever listened to, or you've been following me for a long time. I definitely don't have that data fully because the podcast world doesn't present to you those demographics as detailed as you can get them on the Facebook world currently. So right now, I know that a lot of you are listening to it. I know that thousands of people listen to every single podcast that I put out, which is for me something that's exciting because I started this podcast back in 2017. I think it was September when I did my first podcast ever. And nobody was listening. Nobody was listening, of course. And just like everything else, it grows. But here's going back to my message of the day. And this is the thing that I want you guys to see how you can make it part of your operating basis in life. And if you do, I assure you that sooner or later, you're going to break through and take yourself and your business to the next level. Are you ready for this? Check this out. When you are trying to be a part of the social media world, you guys know that I'm a Facebook ninja. That is my thing. That's my branding. I went after that particular market. Even though I'm a marketer and I help companies like Dr. Eric Berg and my dad and other people, and recently I'm helping out with projects with Grant Cardone and things like that on other things that are not Facebook related, I'm a marketer because that's what I do. I've been riding the social media wave on the Facebook world because that's what I have been using for the last few years to blow up my businesses. But I did create a massive channel for my dad that has millions of subscribers. Metabolismo TV has over 1.1 million subscribers. Dr. Berg, I blew up his YouTube channel, 2.6 million subscribers right now. So I've been doing that for a while, but I am a Facebook obsessed individual because of the opportunity that he has presented to us in this modern era. Facebook, Messenger, Instagram, and this world, this interconnected world that Facebook has given us access to for free. We don't even have to pay anything to use these platforms to communicate unless we want to advertise. So here we go. In order for you to be able to make your business penetrate and plant your social media roots in this world and capture attention to a large degree and be able to get your business to be front and center in people's mind all the time, whatever your business is, no matter what it is, you gotta become part of the 1%. You have to become a part of the 1%. I am working on that myself. Let me explain to you what I'm talking about. This concept that I'm going to explain right now is not something that you've heard before. I can assure you, you haven't. I made it up on my own. It was my own realization after looking around, observing, doing seminars, walking around and being in different public places and just looking at people around and how they behaved and how they acted in life. You need to become the 1%. I'm not talking about making $400,000 a year. I'm not talking about a certain number of dollars as a household income bringing into your house with between you and your wife, you and your husband, to be able to be part of the 1%. I'm talking about a different type of 1%. When you look around, I want you guys to go through this process, whether you're listening to this today, which is Wednesday late, I'm assuming not because it's right now late, and some of you guys are going to be listening to this tomorrow or Friday or the weekend, or maybe somebody that in 5 years finds my podcast, because that's the crazy thing. Whatever we put out there in the social media world, in the actual communication platforms of the world today, like this one right here, which is a podcast, it stays there forever, forever and ever, unless this planet explodes. is going to be around, right? So social media and the internet makes your content eternal. My great-grandkids can come back to listen to their great-grandparents' voice so they can have a reality of how we talked, how we lived, and how we built the empires. Most of you guys take that for granted, and you don't realize that I don't have the opportunity of going back in time and seeing my grandfather and understanding his business meetings and how he built his business. I wish I would pay $10,000 to anybody that has a video that can show me how my grandpa built his businesses, that show me how he held his meetings. I don't have access to that. I can only see a picture of my grandpa and get stories from my dad about him. That's all I got. That's gone right now. Right now, we have an opportunity to be eternal. That whatever we're doing here stays here for many, many, many generations to come. That people can go back to and look at your life and see how awesome you were and how special you were in life. So how do you become the 1%? What I want you to do is look around and see what people are doing. Go to parks, go to the movies, go to public places, go to restaurants, be in your house and look at your friends and family. Observe what's going on. People are doing one thing and one thing only. It's very rare to find the other side. What that thing is they are consuming content. People are consuming content every single day. My wife, my friends, my co-workers, I have a staff of 50 employees. I have a company with 50 employees. The only person out there creating content every single day, guess who it is? That's right, you got it. Me. Nobody else is doing it every single day. Nobody else is out there flowing information out with an intention of capturing more attention and expanding their businesses. People like myself, like my dad, Frank Suarez, like Dr. Rick Berg, like the Grant Cardones of the world, the Gary Vaynerchuks, the people that are consistently putting information out there and capturing attention are part of the 1%. Realistically, I could even tell you that it's less than the 1%. If you look around, you're going to have a really tough time finding somebody like me or a brand, doesn't have to be a face, a brand that is consistently communicating what their products and services are about, consistently, obsessively putting information out there and taking advantage of platforms that did not exist just a few years ago. Facebook was born 15 years ago. Most of you guys listening to this podcast remember when Facebook was created. Remember when you actually heard about Facebook or what it was and you started creating your own account. Or maybe you said at some point that you were never going to use Facebook and then you created your own account. Most of you guys remember that time of its inception. Most of you guys remember also how YouTube became a thing and eventually Google bought them out. This whole phenomenon is a brand new phenomenon of the world. So we have a first generation, which is basically us, a first generation in tons of generations before us. It could be something that debatable how many we've had. Because some people believe that we've been around for thousands of years. Some people believe that we've been around for millions of years. Whatever you believe in, no matter what your religion is or whatever you believe in, this is the first generation, this lifetime, this particular group of people living on planet Earth right now are the first ones to ever have access to platforms that you can access for free to communicate to the world. If you just pause this for a second, and let that sink in, you're going to understand the power of this. So in order for you to really expand your business, the first thing that you have to do is realize that you have to become the 1%. Meaning that you have to figure out how to daily, not once in a while, not once a week, not maybe once a day, daily, consistently, obsessively in abundance. Put information out there about your business. Basically, content, information can be summarized in four areas. You can do videos, you can do images, you can do articles, you can do audio, podcasts, like what you guys are listening to right now. So what's going on today is that you either do one of those obsessively, like on a YouTube channel or on a Facebook page or on Instagram, or you do a combination of them or all of them. I like to do all of them. On my blog, I write articles almost every day, manuelsuarez.com, on different things. I try to do a minimum of 2 to 4 articles every single week. Sometimes I have so much going on that I only do 1 or 2. It depends. I do podcasts. I don't do enough. I try to do once a week, but I end up doing sometimes once every 10 days. The last podcast that I did was about 8 days ago from today. I don't want to do that. I want to do more of it. My struggle myself is that I am still running a business, almost like most of you guys are running a business, and I still have 50 staff to handle, and I still have a structure to handle, and I am the CEO of the organization, and if I'm not around, or if I'm busy just doing content all day long and nothing else but that, the company struggles. And I have clients that have very high expectations. The Dr. Bergs of the world, the Metabolismo TV, which is my dad's channels, Frank Suarez, they have very high expectations in regards to what I do. I have a lot of students that are on my programs. So I don't even do enough myself. But I try to put out quote cards every day. If you follow me on Instagram or on Facebook, if you go to facebook.com/theninjamarketer, you'll find my Facebook page. If you go to Instagram at Manuel Suarez, at Mr. Manuel Suarez, you will gonna find my Instagram profile. I put out content every single day. If you go to YouTube and you search for Manuel Suarez, you will find my channel. I put content there every day. If you go to my Messenger channel and you go to m.me/theninjamarketer, in there, you're going to find mini courses. You're going to find daily communications that are going to give you value. Messenger is a little bit of a different animal because I don't pump out every single day content. I try to do it every other day just because it could get annoying for people, and I don't want them to feel like they're being spammed overall. On email, I do a lot of email marketing. So I put my message out there a lot. Why? Because my dreams are big. My goals, my ambitions, my aspirations, where I want to go, and what do I want to leave behind for this family, for my kids, and for other generations to come. They are big, big, big goals and dreams. I'm not just playing a game just because I'm bored. I'm trying to do something special that withstands time and that goes beyond me not being here in this life. I'm 37 years old right now, and I want to make sure that I push enough so I don't have anything that I'm regretting in the future when it comes to, I wish I would have done more of this or more of that. I want to make sure that I execute. So when you have dreams and goals, what you need to make sure you're doing is matching those dreams with your execution, with your work, with your dedication, with your communication that you're putting out there to the world. So if you look at these guys that are doing it out there, the ones that are successful, the ones that are growing their businesses in this tsunami of communication that we have in front of us, it's not a secret why they are succeeding. It's not a mystery. Look at the quantity that they're doing. It's not something that you can be stuck in quality overall. Is the quantity of doing this and the volume of doing it that really matters. There's no such thing as, Manuel, I don't want to bother people. I'm doing too much. It's too much content. People are feeling spammed. Remember, platforms like Facebook right now, the organic reach is really low. I'm talking about 8%. So if you have 1,000 followers, only about 80 of them see your content. And that's it. Instagram, the organic reach is higher. but it's usually not more than 25%. Higher, but not a big deal. Instagram TV is one of those massive opportunities. Right now, the Instagram TV organic reach, meaning people that follow you on Instagram get to see whatever you're posting on Instagram TV, it can go up to 40%. When I post a video on Instagram TV, it gets 5 times more views and more attention than any video that I post on my Instagram profile. So that's one of those opportunities that I've been talking about. I did a post on that. I'm working on an article on this. I've been talking about it for a while already. I believe that I've been talking about it since day one, Instagram TV. And I'm putting content out every single day because, again, I like to walk the talk. You can go check it out yourself. Go check it out at Mr. Manuel Suarez on Instagram. Follow it if you can, because you're going to get a lot of valuable content in there, and see what we're doing on Instagram TV and see the amount of attention that the channel is getting compared to regular videos on it. You can also check out Dr. Berg's Instagram, Dr. Eric Berg, and also my dad's Metabolismo TV. We get a lot of attention on Instagram TV just because it's history repeating itself. It happened with YouTube in 2006, 2008. It's happening again right now with Instagram TV, as Instagram is trying to take some of the attention off of the YouTube platform into their platform. Because right now with Instagram TV, you can do videos up to 60 minutes in length if you upload directly from the computer at Instagram.com. Or you can do up to 10 minutes in length if you upload directly from your Instagram app on your phone. If you want to check it out, check out what we're doing. Look at what other people are doing successful and mimic it yourself so you can take advantage of that. Other opportunities that right now are going on is Messenger. If you capture leads, subscribers, attention, driving them from Facebook, from email, from Instagram TV, from YouTube, you send them to Messenger, then you can build a communication with them, and it has to be an abundance of valuable communication to them. So, in order for you to be part of the 1%, all you have to do, and this is a very practical lesson, sit down and figure out what is your message. How does your product make somebody else better? How does your service make somebody else's life easier? All right, build out a content strategy to educate people on that. If you have a particular problem that you're addressing with your products or services, do the best that you can to solve that problem without them ever having to buy something from you or hire you for it. Try to avoid them ever hiring you. If you do that, if you provide value, if you educate, if you inspire, if you entertain, if you provide consistent education to these people and make sure that you use your area of expertise to provide content to them, then you can win their business in the end. And that is an organic content strategy for your business. You might be asking yourself, well, how much is too much? Am I doing too much? Am I doing too little? It depends on your ambitions. If you want to get there in the next decade and you want to get a little bit closer towards your goals, and your goals are quite big, then make sure that you are pushing enough energy out there so you can capture more attention. Because if you do one video and 5 people see it, you might be saying, that's horrible. But let me tell you one thing, and this might be shocking to you. Do you realize that 5 is better than 0? That's right. 7 is better than 0. 2 is better than 0. So going out there and putting your message out there and slowly but surely increasing that snowball effect that you're having with your content, your business will grow. So now, of course, you're following my podcast. You're here. Maybe you have done some of my training. Maybe you're one of my students already. Maybe you have signed up for my mini courses, which if you haven't, you can go to manuelsuarez.com/mini courses and get some basic training on distribution of that message. One thing to note, a lot of geniuses in this world, a lot of creators, a lot of brilliant minds, artists, painters, celebrities that were going to be celebrities but were never discovered because they were awesome, but they were never found. They did content. They created information. They provided value. They entertained. But they never figured out how to get their message seen by people. And if you don't figure that out, you're also going to lose. So it's not only about creating the content, the information, the message being spread all over the place every single day on Instagram stories, Facebook stories, Instagram feed, Instagram TV, Facebook news feed. It's not only about that. It's also about making sure that that message sees as much people as possible, expands and widens as we go along. There are different platforms that have different opportunities. On Facebook, you have to pay to play right now. An organic strategy on Facebook is not going to take you there fast enough. It will if you keep on working for 10 years consistently or for 5 years for every single day obsessively. It will, in the long run, if your information is good, get you closer. If it's not growing at all, it's because your content is not being accepted by people and you might have to restructure your content strategy. But on Facebook, you have to pay to play. You have to understand how to use the Facebook Business Manager and get your message out there. Whether you are a realtor, or you have an e-commerce brand, or you have an Amazon brand, or you have a brick and mortar service and you want to try to get more traffic locally to your business, no matter what it is, if you don't do consistent content, your business will not grow. If your Amazon listing gets 2,000 visitors every day and you are converting 25% of that traffic, why are you not obsessed about getting 5,000 visitors every single day? Why are you not working on that so you can convert double that? There's opportunities to capture attention and grow your business in these platforms. And you have to be consistent. So on Facebook, you have to learn how to pay using the Facebook Business Manager to get distribution. On Instagram, you can also pay to get distribution, and that's affordable. And it's all done through one single platform called the Facebook Business Manager, which I teach people all about on my Facebook mini courses. On Instagram TV, you cannot pay right now. That's coming in the future. And it's going to be an option, but right now you're going to pay for distribution on that channel. But Instagram TV, if you have an audience on Instagram already, you are leaving money on the table by not putting out content every single day on Instagram TV. That is an organic content platform today. That's your opportunity there. On YouTube, put content out every single day if possible. Do a video every single day. Do one a week at least. Don't expect too much out of it unless you have already a powerful channel, well positioned. But if you do it, and if you do it consistently, in the long run, you can start generating more traffic on that platform. So be the 1%. That's my message to you today. Sit down and work out how you can become part of that 1% that decided to be providing value instead of just consuming it. Again, just do a drill for yourselves, for your own observation. Look around and see people, and look around and see the percentages of people that are consuming content versus creating content on these platforms. It's going to be very rare to find somebody with a camera being followed around, or to find somebody doing a Facebook Live, or to find somebody doing a YouTube Live, or to find somebody doing a podcast. It's very rare to find them. Do you know why? Because there are very, very limited amount of people out there doing it consistently, which means that if you do that, if you become the 1%, you will eventually win the game, and you can become that. Two years ago, today's March 13, 2019. In January of 2017, just 2 years and 2 months ago, I did my first speaking engagement. I have done hundreds ever since. I have a podcast now that gets listened to by thousands of people. I have videos on Instagram TV also being watched by thousands of people. I'm just getting started. I already have a list of thousands of people on Messenger and on email. 2 years only since I decided I'm going to be part of the 1% and I'm going to be providing value and education from my own area of expertise, because I know that my information and my story can help somebody else also build their own story. I was helped along the way. People made me realize that I should be better, that I should do better, and that I should be able to create bigger and larger effects overall. So I want you guys to also work on you yourself becoming the 1%. And then in the future, I would love to get some feedback about my thoughts, my podcast, my training, helping you wake up to this era of opportunity that we have in front of us, where most of us are taking it for granted, and only a few of us are maximizing the size, the enormous size of this opportunity of using communication platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Instagram TV, Messenger, YouTube, etc., to spread our message out there wide and far, so we can capture attention, so we can sell products, services, and our business can expand overall. All right, so what do you say? I would love to get some feedback from you. Number one, I'm going to ask you for a favor. If you've been listening to this podcast for the last 31 minutes or so, I want you guys to do me a favor and subscribe to the channel. If you haven't done so, you can basically swipe up or swipe down and bring this podcast down while you go back to the main page of the podcast and subscribe to it. That helps me find more people. Number one. Number two, if you haven't written a review, I would appreciate it. I'm assuming that if you're here and you have listened to me talk for 32 minutes, you probably like my content. I'm very hopeful about that, because otherwise I don't know what you're doing listening to this entire half an hour rant if you don't like it overall. So if you do like it, please help me spread the word and say your thoughts about listening to my podcast and how it has helped you. I would love to get some feedback on that. And if you have any feedback that you want to share with me, one of the things that I want to listen more about is that I want to listen more about what your business is. And I read those messages myself. Many of those messages I answer myself. If you guys send me a message to my Facebook Messenger channel, you can just basically type it into your browser in Safari, in Google Chrome, in Firefox, wherever. You're going to type in m.me/theninjamarketer, the ninja marketer. And if you type it in, that's going to send you straight to my Facebook Messenger channel. And you can say a message there and give me some feedback, send me a little video, whatever it is, what is your business. And that's going to help me even get more ideas about how to help you get yourself to the next level. Last week, I did a podcast on finding an audience on Facebook using core audiences. Next week, I'm going to work on talking about another segment of audiences of Facebook that most people don't understand, which has to do with custom audiences. I'll expand on that next week, and hopefully that's going to provide a lot more value to you as we keep on working on making you better on these areas, so you can keep on riding the Facebook ads wave with me. Just a little warning also, if you're still here, on the 28th of March, we're going to be holding a webinar. I'm going to be holding a webinar with the social media strategy for 2019. And very soon, keep on, stay connected. We're probably going to have a link for you to sign up, which is probably going to be manuelsuarez.com/webinar. If you're listening to this in the next couple of days, do not go to that website. But if you're listening a week down the road, you might have the website already up there for you to sign up. If you're listening to this after the 28th of March, we don't have a webinar scheduled yet. You'll find out soon enough. And that link is probably going to be active and probably going to be the one that's working. So that's the one that we usually use when I do a webinar, so I can promote this these webinars, which seriously, they are the best webinars that you will ever do, because I do focus on providing an enormous amount of value based on my own observations and what I'm doing. And people sign up to get that value, and I make sure that I deliver on that value overall. All right, so thank you very much again. Give me some feedback, give me a review here on the podcast. I would appreciate that. Subscribe to the podcast, send me a message and let me know your thoughts. And what do you think about this? Do you agree? Do you agree that the way that you penetrate in this world today and that you win the game and you expand your business is not a secret pill? It's just basically being top of the part of the 1% of people that have the guts to put themselves in front of the world and record consistently information and write articles and produce podcasts and content and capture attention along the way. Do you agree with me? Send me a message. I would love to hear your feedback. m.me/theninjamarketer. All right. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys very much. And I will see you on the next podcast. Talk to you soon.